Riches is founded with $500. And I think that's a neat number. If you just imagine the empire, of course, that it becomes, it's really important to realize that it's being founded in a city that has been devastated. 70% of the city was destroyed by Sherman. So 3 years later, you have Morris Rich setting up shop.
And they make that transition from a dry goods store to a department store. I'm Tim Frilingos. I'm the curator and exhibitions manager with the Bremen Museum. It was competitive here in Atlanta. There were other stores in downtown, so they did whatever they could to kind of make them different.
What Rich's did that most other stores did not, which sets the tone for its customer service, is it understood its audience. Most people in Atlanta were farmers, and they got paid once a year at the harvest, and he extended credit. And that was really important. Many of the other stores required cash payments. And Morris Rich knew his audience and laid that early groundwork.
What do we, as visitors to the museum, need to know about shopping culture in the better part of the 20th century?
Well, the way we think about shopping today, where you go to Macy's or Lenox or Phipps and make a day of it, is very much a modern invention. Many cities throughout the United States, and of course Atlanta was no different, with Rich's, created these palaces, these emporiums that people had never seen, with marble and beautiful mahogany woods. I mean, they were really extraordinary places. They looked like cathedrals for shopping, certainly. And they created this one price for everyone. Before that, you would negotiate for things, right? That was fairly common. And depending on who you were, you could sometimes get a higher or lower price. Department stores really ended that practice in the United States. And people expected an elegant shopping experience. So as you shopped for your fashion at Rich's, you came to Rich's dressed to the nines in your Sunday best. You had your hat, your gloves, your purse. It was an event and an experience.
A big part of Rich's encouraging people to buy was making them feel safe to buy something, that it wasn't a risk. And so the return policy had a lot to do with that, which was basically no questions asked.
This is a story about the store, and we wanted people to leave stories with us.
I am Lillian Law. I grew up in Forsyth, Georgia.
You know, there are a lot of stories. The story of someone coming back with a snowsuit that had obviously been worn.
And I was waiting very patiently behind this woman who seemed rather aggressive with the sales girl. She was trying to exchange a snowsuit because she said it had not been satisfactory. And she said, "Look at the knees, they're worn out." And the lady said, "Oh, well, I'm so sorry. Perhaps I should give you another one." And she said, "That would be satisfactory, and I would like it two sizes larger."
In fact, I heard recently that there were some salespeople who really did not want to take some of the things back because they could see that they had been used, dresses that had been used. And so Rich's made sure there were always people on the floor, supervisors, that were there that could just, you know, step in, take it back. They knew that loyalty was the most important thing in this game. Where margins are small, you needed to convince people that when they make their choice to go shopping, they come to Rich's.